from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More of our training camp coverage.
Live from Flowery Branch with The Morning Shift. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time for a timeout on The Morning Shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Back here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. As you've heard three times in a row now, I'm Squid Billy. He is the All-American Mike Johnson. And the South Jersey shoe queen.
It's like All-American.
Allison Mastrangelo. She is joining us today from WSB. And I will remind you that this hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Our Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm and the one with the best name. Because it's Morgan & Morgan. And that's my name. Allison, we like to, the first time we get someone on our show, we like to kind of pop back and forth with rapid-fire questions to kind of find out who you are. But before I do that, I want you to tell our audience a quick snippet about you.
Oh gosh.
Put it on the spot.
I know. Right. Dang.
I mean, I know things about
Warner,
you.
It was coming.
I know things about you, but I don't want to put you out there.
Hello. I am 5'7". I have a twin brother. I'm a minute older than him. I grew up playing every sport imaginable. Played basketball. Blew my ACL playing basketball. Surf team. Was on the surf team. Then I started in Colorado Springs. First Super Bowl was Peyton Manning. That was awesome. Denver. And I've been here 5 years. And I have a dog named Rocky that I rescued. And
Rocky.
I love rescuing dogs and adopting dogs and all that good stuff. So yeah.
Dogs
you
all over
adopt.
Your socials. First of all, I noticed that you're a coffee person. I don't know.
It's not coffee. Thanks.
It's not coffee in there?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, my God.
It's Celsius.
Okay, I'm good. I thought it was going to be Mio. That's what Bo drinks. I was like, no, dude,
we can't
go there.
I saw him squirt that in there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Two squats.
I have to deal with that every morning. I'm like, golly, that looks disgusting. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about your trip that you had just a couple weeks ago. You went out to
what Glacier National Park.
Oh, my God. The pictures you were posting looked like a screensaver.
It was unreal. That's how I felt.
Is that somewhere you've always wanted to go, or how did that pop up?
Yes. So I have a friend that lives in Great Falls. Okay. Her husband's in the Air Force. And then a friend of hers bought a place just outside of there, which is now an Airbnb. And so we were able to go like test it out. And it was the most incredible trip I've ever been on. Like, I love hiking to begin with. But it was like the first hike I've ever been on that, like, from start to finish, there are just like views for days. And then we saw, I mean, every animal I wanted to see, we saw two moose, we saw two grizzly bears from afar. We saw mountain goats, mountain bighorn sheep, like everything. And it was just like, it was like still that like raw, real, like untouched nature.
I love that.
Yeah, it was just so beautiful.
It's zenful here.
That's what
on
I
this Monday morning on 92.9. Zenful.
Yes. Is that a word?
I don't know. Nah, we're making it one.
Zenful.
Yeah.
Sounds like
word.
Isn't that? I'm looking
is it
up.
Is it true that back in your early days in TV, you decided that instead of, because you didn't have the Olympics.
Oh my gosh,
rights,
I told you this and I forgot you're going to use this against
that
me.
That you decided to reenact the Olympics with Barbies.
Yes. But to my, that was my produce, that was like such a big Olympics because like you had to, you know, like.
What year was this?
15, 16? It's when you had like Phelps, Katie Ledecky, Usain Bolt, like everybody, and you couldn't show highlights. And I'm in Colorado Springs. It's like the Olympic Training Center is there, like everything. And my producer was like, and I just had to show like a scoreboard. And he's like, you know what you could do? I was like, what? He's like, you could use Barbies. I was like,
No, I can't. Actually, that's,
I was
not,
like,
that's not gonna
wait
roll.
Wait a second.
No.
So I was
no,
like,
thank
I'm,
you.
Gonna, I'm gonna do that. So I like went to like some like store, bought three Barbies, and I think my first ones were like, I did gymnastics. Oh yeah, it was gymnastics I did, and I did volleyball, beach volleyball. And I didn't even tell my news director. I just did it with like two of our photographers. And I thought it was
like still motion. Like, what are we doing? Are you just
no.
using your hands?
Yeah, I mean,
oh
so
my god,
you have to see it before you judge it.
Okay, you're gonna
I
have
got
to,
nominated for an Emmy.
You're gonna have to tweet this, and it's gonna have to be reposted.
Yo, I thought I was gonna get in trouble. Listen, I'm a tomboy. I didn't even grow up playing with dolls,
right.
Like really. And so I played with the Barbies more than I. But then it became like, so I did it, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get in trouble. I never asked for it. The phone's like lit. People are like, I love this.
No kidding.
They're like, I called my kids in to watch this. They're like, I was like, oh my god. I even had like and my agent in mind had like sent out my tape, and the one guy was like, I work for an NBC, and I thought that was hilarious. Like, so I was like, okay. And so then it became a whole big thing, and it was like, so then I was like, oh my god, I have 11 days, I have to do this. So it became like, what are we gonna do? So then we did Barbies. I went to like this hotel, we did diving. They let me into like, someone thought they're like, are you doing a Barbie commercial? I'm like, no,
oh,
we're just doing the Olympics.
Gosh.
We did we did do some stop motion. We did Legos with a drone. I went to the college at CC and they let me use their soccer field. I mean, we went like, but it was like a team bonding thing. Every day we're like, all right, which ones are we going to use? Like, what are we going to do?
Golly.
It was so fun. And then like NBC has all the rules that like, you can't like touch them with a 10-foot pole. So I would explain that to the audience at the end, and I've had a whole stack of like papers. I'm like, this is why I can't show you like the real, or I like roll them. It was so, I mean, like, listen, I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm gonna do it in Atlanta, but it was so, people still email me to this day, like DM me, like, hey, are you gonna do the Olympics? Like, you know, and I'm like, no, I can't,
nah,
like, you know,
time.
Not this time. But it was so.
Well,
let me
piggyback on that.
Have you
always wanted to be in TV or be in sports?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
You had like the hairbrush in the mirror, like doing live reports.
So it's close. So when I was 5 years old, my mom has a story where like I loved Peter Jennings. I don't even know if you guys know who that is.
Yes, I grew up watching Peter Jennings.
I loved him. Like, so I'm five watching the news with my mom. Like, I just love the storytelling aspect of it. And I love sports. And I played every sport imaginable. And then it's funny. I think she has a video. They're doing like the Christmas tree, and I'm doing like a live report about it. Like it's gonna come down, and it actually almost falls. You hear my dad go like timber, and I'm not hearing it because I'm doing a report, and it like almost hits me, which is awesome. I was like, I was focusing on the camera that wasn't, you know, live, obviously, and then. In eighth grade, like I was, you know, it was really cool. I had like the superlatives things. It was like, you know, most likely to be a sportscaster.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was voted that. I did
hilarious.
Like, you know, the school, like high school, like TV broadcasting class and all that good stuff.
So,
I always wanted to do it.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's fun about me.
What does Tiffany really think of us?
She loves you guys. What are you talking about? She loves it.
Oh,
she
man.
Says
Thank
how
you for
bright
lying on
and
air.
Cheery you guys are in the morning.
Thank you for
lying.
All right,
now
I
know you're lying.
Yeah, I was going to say, you went too far with that.
You know what?
Too far with
I'm going to rescue you so you don't have to continue to lie to the public.
You guys, what are you talking about?
Allison knows everything about shoes. She taught me how to tie my shoes properly, apparently. But if you could give one piece of advice to the entire shoe buying world, what would you give? Like, what would you tell people that need
how
to know something
shoes?
About shoes?
The Jersey Mike's shoes are no arch support on Jersey Mike's shoes.
Okay. My one piece of advice. Every like 6 months, man, you got to get a new pair of shoes. Like, the support's gone. Like, people will be like, oh, my back hurts. And it's like, well, are you wearing those shoes every day? Yeah, the support's gone after 6 months.
Yeah.
Are you running? Or are you alternate? You know, if you're big, like, alternate shoes, like, you're going to wear that down. They might look brand new, but the support is shot. So that would be my advice. And then
she's an arch support connoisseur.
I love looking at it's. I don't have like a foot fetish, but I look at people's feet and how they walk. So I like gait. Like, I can watch people's gait, and I'm like,
yo, love that word.
they're pronating when they're walking. They're supinating. I'm like, ooh, he's wearing out his shoe bad. Like,
I'm gonna tell you something. We were standing at practice the other day, and we were talking about something, and I think injuries. And I said, yeah, since I had my ACL, blah, 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 I've realized I said, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but I pronate. Oh, you pronate? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that guy right there. He does it. And the next thing I know, 40 minutes of practice goes by, and we have only talked about feet, shoes, pronating, like, completely lit up.
So
a whole different side of Allison.
I know, like, corns, bunions, like, hammer toes.
Well, for the next 2 hours on the morning shift. For the next two
but
hours.
But I was a dual major. I was health and physical education and broadcast journalism. So I took Kines. I'm like, I know stuff.
If you have a foot question, call 404.
You need orthotics? I can fit you those, too.
All right. We got to head to break here on the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Allison hanging out. Look, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Atlanta Falcons game on Friday night. We'll give you the good, bad, and the ugly from the performance that was and Michael Penix Jr. and the rest of that squad. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Morning shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.